Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's already heavy rain and wind in the region. WBUR meteorologist Danielle Noyce is following the storm's progress closely. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupa.
So let's take this step by step. What are you seeing out there right now?
Oh my goodness, we have a little bit of everything. Right now, it's heavy rain in Boston. The wind's been gusting over 40 miles per hour at the coast. So even though we haven't made the flip to snow yet in the city, it's still a slow go for the morning commute. We are snowing outside of 495, Worcester, Fitchburg, Orange, into southern New Hampshire, Manchester, Nashua, snow right now. And we will make the change over even at the coastline by later on this afternoon. I just actually saw some snowfall amounts already over a foot in parts of central and western Massachusetts with elevation. The outage numbers actually in the last hour have doubled. So we're up to over 20,000 now, which isn't too bad, but these numbers are just going to keep climbing through the day today with the wet, pasty nature of this snow.
And when does it turn to snow across the region?
So I think in Boston, I'd say 11:30 to noon, give or take. A little earlier, 1:28 to 4:95, maybe like 11-ish. And then for the South Shore to Plymouth, it's more like 1 to 2 p.m., a little later for Cape Cod. So it's generally late morning to early afternoon from west to east. And it's going to be a quick flip over. And then it's going to come down hard for the afternoon through the evening hours. So I think the biggest impact will be through the remainder of the afternoon and evening. Very variable road conditions too. I've seen images where it's just totally snow-covered roads right now and treacherous driving, Route 2 into the Worcester Hills, and then obviously just really heavy rain with puddles and road spray kicking up elsewhere.
So you think the snow may stop late this evening?
I think it generally winds down, Rupa, like 9 to 11 p.m. with just a few lingering snow showers, but no additional accumulation after that. So the height of the storm, so to speak, in terms of snowfall for Boston is like noon to about 8 p.m. or so.
And then should we worry about the evening commute, the morning commute?
The evening commute tonight is going to be a sloppy mess everywhere. I really just advise kind of hunkering down. It'll be snowing everywhere across the Bay State this evening. And then tomorrow morning, it's just some lingering snow showers. But obviously, the cleanup is going to continue overnight tonight. We'll see how well, obviously, the crews are out there working hard. There'll probably be some lingering slick spots for the morning commute tomorrow, although the snow will be done at that point. But the wind will still be gusty for sure.
Can you take us through the snow totals you expect in different parts of the region?
Yes. So for Boston, no change to my thinking from yesterday. I still think about 4 to 6 inches for the city. That includes the North Shore and South Shore as well. When you get south of, let's say, like Marshfield and Plymouth, I think it's more like a coating to 2 inches back down to Cape Cod. When you get north and west of Boston, even, you know, Boston proper, Metro West, it's more like 6 to 8 inches, and then 8 to 12 from 495 into central Massachusetts with that jackpot, 12 to 18. We've already seen some of those amounts come out. I wouldn't even be surprised if we see some, you know, close to 2 foot amounts in some isolated locations in western and central Massachusetts and the hilly terrain.
But then it gets warm tomorrow, right? Low 40s. Does that mean all the snow disappears quickly?
It doesn't disappear quickly, but you're right. We're going to get this like melting refreeze cycle over the next several days. So that will mean kind of continual treatments at times from our road crews, just because we get some melting. And then at night, it's going to dip back into the 20s to around freezing. So there'll be some icy patches the next several days. One of the big things I think that is going to be the takeaway from this storm will be the wind at the coastline. It's already howling out there, and that's only going to ramp up during the day today. I'm expecting some gusts 50 to 60 miles per hour at the coast. And that includes for Boston, we're already gusting to near 40. So that will result in some pockets of damage this afternoon and evening, especially, Rupa. It's not out of the question that we get a gust over 70 from someplace like, you know, Plum Island or Gloucester or back down to the Outer Cape this evening.
Wow. WBUR meteorologist Danielle Noyce, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll check back in with you in a few hours here.
Sounds great. Talk to you later, Rupa.